Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a shift in Ohioans' reproductive choices. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Abortion is on the ballot next week. Ohioans will vote on whether to enshrine the right to the medical procedure into Ohio's constitution. Uncertainty about the future of reproductive health care access has led some in Ohio to make more permanent contraception choices. Health reporter Taylor Wisner with member station IdeaStream Public Media reports.
Sitting in her living room with a cup of coffee, Grace O'Malley reflects on when she decided she didn't want to get pregnant. She has Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, a genetic condition that weakens the body's connective tissue and can get much worse postpartum. Plus, her doctors told her if she did get pregnant, her uterus could rupture and her child would be more likely to be born premature. O'Malley was taking hormonal birth control up until last May. But after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, she knew an abortion ban was likely coming in Ohio, and she might not be able to end a pregnancy if she needed to.
I was like, you know, I actually want to talk about getting surgery. And the nurse just, she was surprised, and she was like, oh, okay.
Dr. Clauda Malin checks off her to-do list after a morning surgery as an OB-GYN at MetroHealth Medical Center in Cleveland. She says since the Dobbs ruling came down, many of her patients, like O'Malley, have been increasingly worried about access to reproductive health care and seeking more permanent solutions.
Some patients will say, like, oh, could you stash some IUDs for me? You know, like, they'll really, they get very nervous that it's just going to go away overall. And so nobody can reimplant your tube once it's been taken out. So I think that they have that comfort of there's no way anybody can take this part away from me.
Ohio legislators have floated bans on birth control. So far, they haven't gone anywhere. But the fear is real. What Mullen is seeing in Cleveland is part of a national trend. The Kaiser Family Foundation surveyed more than 500 gynecologists across the country in the spring, and more than half reported they had more patients asking for contraception than before the Supreme Court ruling. The doctor said they were mainly asking for sterilization, IUDs, and implants. There aren't many big health risks to tubal sterilization. Doctors mostly worry about regret. Most studies found that when doctors followed up, only a small percentage of women wished they hadn't gone through with the procedure. The majority are like O'Malley, who had some complications post-surgery, but says she never second-guessed her decision.
I've never really thought about it, honestly. It's just kind of been, it's become kind of a fact of my daily life. It's like, hi, I'm Grace, I have red hair and I can't have kids.
Men are also changing their contraception patterns. Dr. Sarah Swiger, a urologist at Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, says they've performed double the number of vasectomy consults and procedures as they had before the ruling. She points to a Cleveland Clinic study, which showed the average age of men getting the procedure has dropped from late 30s to mid-30s following the court decision. The study also showed an uptick among men who had never had kids. She's seen that trend firsthand in her practice.
I think as more women speak out about perhaps not wanting to be on various forms of birth control for decades, I think that men are more aware of vasectomies and perhaps are sort of doing their part, so to speak.
Vasectomies are generally safer than female sterilization and have a much quicker recovery. But Mullen isn't surprised that so many women want the procedure themselves. They are the ones who would have to carry the pregnancy and handle the ensuing health impacts. O'Malley feels that acutely. She's been in vulnerable situations in the past. She was sexually assaulted in college and went through a period where she was homeless. She says her choice was an act of self-protection.
I would want to know that I was going to be safe and I wasn't going to end up in a situation where I was pregnant and I would have no path to go.
She says it was important for her to make that choice herself. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Taylor Wisner.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.